Well, we've been required to do that from the government of the day. We have, I guess, been formed since 2008, once the boards, the original boards for the hospitals were disbanded. And our role now as Low Air Health Advisory Council is to get community consultation and find out exactly what is required for the health needs of our communities.
You actually did a whole heap of questionnaires or surveys. I remember I saw you handing them out at football games and things like that last season. You actually received quite a few back, and that identified, I believe, the needs analysis process, looking at what people wanted. Is that right?
That's right, yes. We did a bit of work late last year or in the footy season, as you said, and we received 260 community survey responses from that process. We've also had our staff at both health units in Tumby Bay and Cummins giving their responses, and there's been a lot of work put into the process that we've been following. We've got to this stage now of having a draft health service plan for our lower air health units, and we really want to just make sure we got it right. We believe we have got a pretty comprehensive plan. What we're trying to do is make sure we don't miss out on anything. This has to go to the government by the end of June.
Now, some of the things that were identified in the survey responses, can you talk us through some of the things there?
Well, there were the top five services, I suppose, that the community said they use were visits to the GP, physiotherapy, podiatry, being able to access medical specialists and making sure they were cared for if there was an emergency. And we've made sure those are there. We actually have worked on maintaining what we already provide within our two hospitals and our health services.
Was that important to the community to maintain or sustain those services?
There wasn't the strong impression given from the survey responses on that particular concept, but maybe the questions didn't quite ask that. What we believe is, you know, I suppose anecdotal evidence is that people want to make sure that what we've got there doesn't get diminished. So we've made sure that we continue with what we already have, and we're trying to also build a couple of things so that, you know, like improve or maintain the level of development that we had on certain things. So we were trying to work on improving the medical facility for visits to the GP and the primary health care that people want in Tumby Bay by looking at building a new GP centre with the community health area as well. So we're going to continue with that process. And at Cummins, we're also looking to improve our emergency area at the hospital, and also our GP facility is being increased in size so that the doctor can continue to provide all the wonderful primary health care that he's been able to provide.
Are there any other new areas that that were identified in those surveys that the community were interested in actually, having at the health service?
Well, within our health plan, we've actually identified oral health care or dental health as a necessity, especially for elderly people, because we have, you know, we have aged care facilities with both main centres in Tumby and Cummins. So that's been one thing that we've wanted to improve on. And mental health is an area that's becoming more and more in need of support, and so that's another area that's been identified. But we've always had, you know, palliative care has always been within the health services, but we want to make sure we keep being flexible and extending our hours of care for those people that need it. And, you know, rehabilitation, the list is quite extensive.
I suppose people can have a look at the whole list.
Yes, they're plan is available at a number of different places. We've got actual copies available at the waiting rooms in both hospitals and also in both school community libraries in Cummins and Tumby Bay and at the Coffin Bay Post Office. And it's also online through the Country Health SA website.
I suppose, Wendy Holman, that one thing that people in the community will want to know is you talked about the services that were existing in the hospital, how you want to continue them on, but have any services been lost in the draft plan for the next 10 years?
No. I don't believe we have lost any services within this plan. From what we are currently at, I mean, you could say there are people who would say, well, we've lost things over the last, you know, 5-6 years perhaps, but from right now, no. We actually have been able to maintain, for instance, maternal and birthing services at Cummins as a low-risk service, and although it's at the moment been suspended, that's mainly because we haven't had enough qualified midwives to fill the roster 24/7. But it's one of those services that we've kept in the plan because we believe it's something that we wish to maintain.
Well, that's good news for a large number of the community.
Well, yes. It's a bit of a balancing act. There's so much hinging on your recruitment and retention of staff, people who are qualified and have that, you know, that understanding of the care that's needed in health. We're very fortunate to have the doctors we have, the GPs we have in both towns, and you know, our catchment area is quite broad. I believe our staff work very, very hard to maintain what we've actually got and to give that care that people need. So when they come to the hospitals, and we also have an excellent community health unit, and they provide all the, you know, the podiatry, the dietitian, the community midwife, all those services that, you know, are so important to people's health.
Well, Wendy Holman, thanks for joining us this morning. Wendy's presiding member of the Lower Eyre Health Advisory Council, also known as the Lower Eyre HAC. And that draft 10-year plan is actually going to be available, at Wendy's said, in the waiting rooms and in the hospitals, in the community libraries. And you can give feedback until the end of this month. So if people can do that, that would be great for the HAC. Thanks very much, Wendy.
Thank you, Emma.